from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. You know, if you're looking to spice up your game day grub, you need to reach for the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers. The original Louisiana hot sauce flavor favors the bold. And with that, they also bring to you our interview with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Now, I know Mike is unreasonably excited today because not only are you guys playing the Astros, he dropped off some cronuts for you in the clubhouse.
Those donuts.
Yeah, did Donnie give them to you?
I wonder where they came from. I asked everybody on the staff.
Yeah,
they're from us.
They're outstanding.
Cronuts are better.
They're kind of good. I just had one with the coffee here.
Yeah, so cronuts, this is what we were saying, cronuts are better than regular donuts.
Oh, yeah. Oh man. I'll be honest. It just says fresh coffee donuts on it, so it didn't have a name on it. Those things are unbelievable. Man, they're good. Thank you very much.
The donut shop around the corner from my house makes those, and I grabbed one morning, and I thought they were really good. And then I told Mike about them. He was like, bring me some, I dare you. So I did. And he's like, this is the best thing ever. So he said, we got to get some this morning. So it's in Plano, right around the corner from my house. If you ever want to come over, you're always welcome, all right?
All right, thanks.
I know we got a lot to talk about for the game today, for the game last night, but I was also really curious. Y'all are set to, the team is set to go to the White House and meet with President Biden tomorrow. Is that correct? And I know you've been through this before, but how exciting is that for you and the team?
Yeah, we head there tomorrow. I'm flying to Washington tonight. After 4 o'clock is when we all will be at the White House and have our little deal there. I know the players are excited. You know, it's an honor. You know, it's a tradition. And so, you know, to be able to stop there and for guys who haven't been there, and that's what I'm happy for. Just experience it and go through it. It's a cool deal. And from there, we'll take the train on up to New York.
Now, in terms of today's game, I realize there's another one Friday and another one the next day, and people will say it's just another one of 162. Does this one today feel more important than another one of 162, or am I putting too much focus on today's game?
No, I don't think you're putting too much focus, but you know, it seems like you know, that's the way it's going to be from this point on every game. You know, that was a tough one last night. You know, when you know you get pretty good pitching there, we just couldn't get much going offensively till at the end. Yeah, it's you know, this is a big game. next series against the Yankees, we got to win there. We got ground to make up. So, and I talked about this. It's not going to work until we start taking series. How it's going to work. And, I just love the way we're fighting. But, you like to get these bats going throughout the lineup. Put some crooked numbers up there on the board and make it a little bit easier.
So, Boach, Tyler Mahle made his Rangers debut. He looked great, and kind of unfortunately, the Astros scored kind of a cheapie off of him. There it happens, puts the ball in play, and kind of some bloopers fall in. But, man, he looked great the first time out.
Didn't he? I agree with you. Good location. He's got a calmness about him out there. That's what I love. Even with runners in scoring position, good pace. But, he elevates the fastball when he wants to. I thought he located in a way very well. And, slider was really good at times. So, his first start back, I thought it was really impressive.
The radar gun, it's telling the truth on what the speed is, but the hitter will tell you different sometimes. And with Mahle throwing 91 to 93-ish yesterday, boy, he was throwing a lot of those fastballs by guys, or guys were late on that. And I'm just assuming he has a lot of deception on his release that guys maybe have trouble seeing it out of his hand. One, how true is that about Mahle? And then maybe going back to the 80s when you were hitting or catching somebody, who was the most deceptive with their fastball?
Well, on Mahle, I saw him a few years ago when he was with the Reds, and he's got that late life on his fastball, and he does have deception where he comes from. So, hitters don't really pick it up. So, as we say, sometimes at 91, 92, it plays harder. Just like at 98, sometimes it doesn't play as fast. I've had hitters tell me when the guy's throwing 98, 99, they see it well. And I think deception's a big part of pitching, and he certainly has that. And location, but he's got that top rail that he can work with, and he's very consistent at hitting it. That works, and he's got confidence. He's not backing off. He attacks the strike zone, and every pitch he throws, it's with conviction. I think that's what makes him so good. You think he's not going to power his way through him, but he's going to get his strikeouts. As far as deception with guys I caught, I'd have to think hard. I will say Dave Dravecki. He had a fastball that just got up on guys, and he had that effortless delivery that it's come at you at 94 in that area, but it just played harder than that, and it had sink on it, and a lot of hitters had trouble catching up with it.
Boach, the line from the Rangers' Twitter last night was, "Corey Seager is inevitable." And it just feels like when he goes up in we discussed this yesterday, a clutch moment, it just seems like he delivers consistently. And that exciting moment last night kind of gave you that, we got a chance here. We got Corey Seager. How many guys have you seen that have that kind of gene or that kind of personality where, man, I know I'm sending him up to the plate and it's probably going to be parked?
Yeah, you don't see many like Corey. You feel like something is going to happen, and I don't mean a base hit. I'm talking about a ball leaving the ballpark.
Yeah.
In a big situation, I had Barry Bonds, and they're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
You just thought, well, they throw him a strike. There's a good chance this thing's leaving the park. So very similar, I feel, when those two go up to the plate. That's how scary they are.
When it comes to your lineup right now, Josh Smith and then Semien and then Seager, then Semien,
yeah.
Do you feel like that is going to be the rest of the season, or just see how it goes for a week?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Or so, and then maybe change it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay somewhat consistent, even though that, as you have seen, we've made quite a few changes, moving guys around. But I see that staying. That's it today. Lowe's back in there. He'll be in the 6 hole. Dolly's in the 7 hole. I talked to Dolly about this. We want to take a little pressure off him and see if we can get him going. But right now, I'd like to keep it a little consistent. Not tweak it every day.
How did that? I don't know if you can tell us anything about that conversation. How did it go? Was he receptive, Dolly, that is, to the idea of moving down to the 7 spot and why it probably needed to happen?
Yeah, no, he's great. Dolly says, I just want to do whatever it takes to help the team win. And he knows that he's going through some struggles, and he's all in on changing things if that's what it takes to win the ball game.
I'm sure every player is tough on themselves when they struggle. Does Adola strike you as somebody who, like, they care to the point where maybe they're harder on themselves than most anybody else when they struggle?
Yeah, I'd say that's an area he can get better at. He does wear it a little too much. When it doesn't go well, it feels like he's letting the team down. He's fans down. He's raised a bar on how he plays or how he should play, and got off to a great start when things weren't going so well. I definitely think he became his own worst enemy by taking it too hard.
I think Mike would agree with me on this. Our co-host Kevin, whenever he gets, whenever something doesn't go his way, he gets really down on himself.
Yeah.
If he's down on himself, Boach, how can I help him? What would you say to Kevin? How can I use something that Boach would say to Kevin to get him out of that funk? How would you talk to Kevin in this instance?
Yeah, Dolly, I just try to give him keep things in perspective. And you know what? You're going to make some outs. You're going to make some mistakes. That's the game. And so we got to be able to handle that. And that's what separates the average player from the good player. It's the guys who are able to put those tough at-bats behind them and say, you know what? If I don't get a hit, I'm going to go out there and take a hit from the opposing hitter. And when I get back in, my focus is on the next at-bat to do something good. But you can't let it compound the rest of the game. And occasionally, I think that's happened with him. He has some pretty good snaps, but really, there's nothing you can do. It's over. That at-bat is over. What can you do about it? So now, this don't make it worse by dwelling on what just happened, or by looking at the iPad, and now you're getting mad again. And
yep,
let's focus forward.
So, Bocha, plenty of people text me after Ranger games or during Ranger games and ask, why did they do this or why did they do that? And yesterday it was Yordan Alvarez hitting the home run in the ninth inning to go up by two. And I was trying to explain to him he wasn't the tying or winning run. You're not trying to throw a home run pitch or give him a pitch to hit that well. It happens. Pitchers make mistakes. When it comes to managing against Yordan Alvarez or coming up here pretty soon, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, the best hitters in the game, you have one in Corey Seager on your team. What's kind of a basic philosophy when those guys come up late in a game on how much you want to attack them versus just let them have the base if they'll take it?
Yeah, you always go through certain hitters or talk about certain hitters in your meeting, and we don't want this guy to be this. And so if you now walk them intentionally, which we've done, I don't know, two or three times already, hey, make your pitches. If not, hey, you walk them. It's a strategic walk. Basically it's almost you're throwing two strike put away pitches all the time, and working on the edges and going up top and, not giving in, just like they were trying to do that on Corey. Occasionally you make mistakes. I'm sure Valdez is going, man, he wanted to shoot himself. He had a no-hitter, and he gave Seager a pitch like that. It happens. And, what's amazing is with good hitters, it seems to happen more because sometimes I think they try too hard to make that perfect pitch and ends up staying in the zone.
I know y'all didn't get the win yesterday, but how important was it to have only Malley and Dunning pitch to kind of maybe reset the bullpen or give a lot of the guys that rest day?
Yeah, we were really trying to give some guys a break. Even Sports was up three times the night before. He was going to be our closer if we had a lead, but you look at the pitches and the workload they've been carrying. We wanted to say Garabito in case he did go extra innings or something, or if we need him today, he's our other long guy. And Burke, he's gone two innings day off, almost two innings last with the day off. And thought, if we can give him another day, then he could give us two, maybe three today. And So it was big, but, no doubt the home run hurt because you saw what happened. And you roll the dice a little bit to try to reset that bullpen. And unfortunately, Dane, he just made a mistake there.
Well, we appreciate the time as always. Hope you get to treat yourself to an extra cronut before the game today.
Man, he's saying there's no calories in them either.
That's the amazing part,
man,
folks.
I wish.
That's the amazing part. When it's that sweet, there's no calories.
Yeah. All right, guys.
There you go. Bruce Bochy.
Go get Rangers.
Go get Rangers, baby. Go get Rangers. I love it.
You know, the Rangers know the big wins come from bold plays. That's why the original Louisiana brand hot sauce is the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce flavor favors the bold.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. Now, eventually that might get replaced by Big Cronut.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
If Big Cronut's going to take over everything that will be at the some case. Point, man.
We need to make a Cronut store.
Yeah.
Your place is doing it wrong. They need to reverse. Like, we only have a dozen regular donuts. We do have 492 cronuts.
I will tell you this. There were a lot of donuts on the trays.
Yeah.
Very few cronuts left over.
Because that's what the people want.
Here's what I'm disappointed. This place, your place, your
uh-huh.
donut store,
uh-huh.
they are selling out of cronuts so fast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Are they that hard? Are they that much? You need to ask your donut person, are they that much harder to make?
I'll ask her next time I swing through.
Because you'd think if you made twice as much and still
if
sold
they're selling out all
you'd be
the
like,
time.
We should make more.
Yeah,
then. Yeah,
probably so. She's got it. Well, again, this is all new, I think, because we've started the discussion of cronut.
Yep.
And I think this is all new to her. She's like, why is this happening? Maybe I just need to explain. Look, more people are buying because we've been talking about it. Would you like to endorse the station?
That's a good idea. And they're like, yeah. Are Sean and RJ have spots?
No! No!
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.